Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we're going.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope? Hands up if you still have a nope.
The boys used them both on me.
Is that a first? You got noped twice on the same day.
She was another level of annoying.
You know what?
I forget, you did something that I felt like I get her nope. Those can be transferred, I think. Because remember,
Was it because I was gone a day last week? 2 days?
Gone more than one day.
2 days.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
November is just around the corner, which means the McRib is coming back. But you have to be careful because McDonald's is changing the way that they take money. And
nope.
There it is. Ooh. Thank you. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in the McRib.
I don't either.
What are we doing?
It is congealed
meat made to look one way.
We're still.
Excuse me. Wasn't nope used?
It was, so you don't get to talk anymore, but the rest of us do. I just have this thing that if it's good, it'd be on the damn menu.
Interesting.
Period.
Yeah.
No, because you're creating the demand for it.
If it's good, the demand.
Play the music.
She's going to throw up over there.
I just say, we did nope it, to be fair.
But then you got to say something.
Well,
I guess you're the noper. You get to. Good evening.
All right. You want to know more about how Americans make grilled cheese? There was a study done.
And I kind of want to know.
Americans said a combo
is hilarious.
Of cheddar and American cheese is the best.
Mm. Combo of those two?
A combo of those two. I prefer disgusting American cheese, the real, you know, Kraft.
You don't want real cheddar?
No.
It doesn't melt
as fast. I do like them
fast.
Combined. That's the thing. Mm. I want the meltiness of the American, but the flavor of the real
sharp,
cheese. Yeah.
The sharpness of that. I think there are some cheddars that they've run through the gamut of chemical processes that almost melt the right way.
Perfect.
if you want your cancer but want flavor too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to know the states that are the biggest grilled cheese enthusiasts, Colorado is not one of them.
Wisconsin?
Come on. I'm
Wisconsin. Not Wisconsin. You've got Washington, Oregon, Idaho, California, Georgia, Ohio, and Rhode Island.
Can I ask your frequency? On the grilled cheese?
Are you sure? What? Yeah. It's not the green ones?
No, the green is 50 to 59% of people are enthusiasts.
Whoever made that map is...
Yeah, the red is 70 to 79% of people are. Weird. I frequent grilled cheeses in the winter, fall to winter, I'm sorry, probably once a month.
Are you capable of eating one without the tomato soup?
It could be any kind of soup.
Oh, no. It's
almost
tomato.
Any kind.
Never it's soup. Tomato, period.
In a chicken and stars?
Yeah.
No, it's tomato. It's the only... Tomato soup
you
doesn't...
You dip it in anything.
No. Anything brothy and get the bread all like...
Would you ever eat tomato soup without a grilled cheese, though?
Yes.
No, you... Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. That's so disgusting.
Panera no one eats... bread. It's okay. You can play the song again.
This is twice that she's ordered me to play the song. Yeah. And it started... It's...
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I know tomorrow's the big holiday that we all know about, Halloween. Today, another holiday that I'm really pushing for Slacker to participate in. It is National Text Your Ex Day.
No, 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 no. Why do you think my nope on that? You put your phone down. Put your phone
you
down.
Can't. She used her nope. She can't use it on me.
Can.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, mister, these things are transferable. She just did it.
How many? Okay. I just want to ask a question. Okay.
She did nope.
But yes, so she stopped.
I noped the act. Okay. To be fair.
He
okay.
can still talk about his story.
Okay. We're,
let's get the rules down pat. How do you know which one is? Can I not text any of them?
No exes.
It's funny because I kind of encourage it. I'm like, yeah, do it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Messy.
You know?
What? Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No, that's kind of, I just want you to.
Do you need to play the song again?
Yeah, I mean, we have tons of times. So here's my thing.
I just want to
suggest this, even though Erin has noped me, but I don't think she can nope something that broad. I think she can nope the one I was going to text. You can nope me texting one ex.
Or maybe she gets to choose which one.
What if we did this? What if we took texts from people? And I will text my ex whatever you text me to tell them.
Why don't we do this a different time?
No, I think this is great.
Yeah, we have to celebrate the holiday.
Yes, if we're celebrating Text Your Ex Day, you tell me what to say to the one...
Like 2 ago? Certainly not 1 ago.
Text them all. What are we doing?
She noped the one.
Spread the festivities.
Whose turn is it?
Good evening.
There are no notes in the room.
Correct.
Yeah. And this is actually, I don't know if you guys know the brand Zingerman's Candy. They recalled some candy bars because they have, on the packaging, there's like undeclared peanuts and cashews on it. So if you get that candy and you have a nut allergy.
Zingerman's?
Be careful. Yes. Zingerman's.
I'm not going to eat any candy.
I don't know. I've never seen this brand before, but...
Yeah,
get one.
I don't look at the wrappers. I don't even take them off.
All right, I got to text my ex about the Zingerman candy recall.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.